Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to be back with you today as we dive back into 1 John chapter 4. If you joined us again yesterday, we began talking about John the Beloved. John writes his letters, he writes his gospel from this place of being loved by God. And for most of us, I think you talked a little bit about this yesterday, John speaking of himself as the beloved, like we're like, oh, that's so presumptuous, or there's something weird about that. But the reality is that God wants us to have just as much confidence in his love, wants us to have just as much confidence in what he's given us in Christ, and to really come and have Christ be that foundation of our lives, that reality. We began to talk about this yesterday. We just got to that first sentence that we abide in him and he abides in us. And it's one thing for us to abide in Jesus. It's this amazing reality that we are in Christ. We are in Christ. Actually, when we have been baptized into Christ, into his death, into his resurrection, we are now in Christ. But it's this other thing, that Jesus is in us. He dwells in us. We belong to him, and he dwells in us through the power of the Holy Spirit. And in a particular way, when we receive the Eucharist, that Christ is in us. Paul writes, Christ in you, or maybe that's Peter, but in scripture it says, Christ in you is the hope of glory. And that's just an encouragement as we're coming into this deeper reality of being loved by God, that God loves you so much that he wants to be with you. He wants to be as close as he can. And so he actually makes a way for us to be with him, not in a complete way that we will be in heaven in the beatific vision, but a taste of that. A taste of that. We're going to talk today through the Holy Spirit how we get a taste of that. But it's a reality, friends, that God is inviting us to live in that closeness, that prayer of Jesus that says, Father, I desire that those you've given me, that they would be with me where I am, that he wants to be close to you. And so we're not in heaven yet. We're not enjoying the beatific vision yet. And so Jesus says, I want to make a way so I can actually dwell in your hearts. When you wake up in the morning, I'm close. It was funny, one of my friend's kids, we were having a little Bible study, and she was saying, you know, she just recently got baptized. She's 4. She got baptized a little later. And she was saying, this reality of Jesus is in my heart. Jesus lives in my heart, you know, and we talked about that a lot. And she said to her mom, she's like, so Jesus lives in my heart. And so does that mean he does what I do? And so she was like, so if I have the hiccups, that means Jesus is also hiccuping, because Jesus lives in my heart. And it's like this very cute, like it's very funny, but there's actually something very like theological and beautiful about that, of like Jesus like going with us, like even just like in our hiccups, like he's there and he's so close to us. It's just like this thing that the way she understood it is like, Jesus is so close to me. He's in my heart. So of course, when I hiccup, he hiccups, you know? And I think we could stand to use a little bit more of kind of that mindset of how close Christ is to us. And so Christ is encouraging us to live in that truth. That's what we talked about yesterday. Abide in him and he abides in us. So let's go ahead and pray. And then we're going to read this section from 1 John 4 and continue on in what the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Lord, we know that you dwell in us. You dwell in our hearts, and we dwell in you, that we abide in you and you in us. And Lord, I ask right now that you would give us a special grace to experience you dwelling with us, to experience you here in our hearts. Stabilize us, give us peace, give us joy. Walk along with us in our day and let us know that you are there, so we may experience this reality of you dwelling in us and us dwelling in you. And we ask all this in your most holy name. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, let's go ahead and read this passage. 1 John chapter 4. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given of us his own spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So we know and believe the love God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. In this is love perfected with us, that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out all fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and he who fears is not perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God should love his brother also. Amen. So yesterday we made it through the first half of that first sentence. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us. Why? We just began to get into this of the last minute of our conversation yesterday, because he has given us of his own spirit. So this is both how we know that he abides in us and how he abides in us. He has given to us his own spirit. We see this so much in scripture. Romans 5:5, we've talked about this so much on this show. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that he has given to us. The love between the Father and the Son is poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Titus chapter 3, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewal in the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out upon us richly. Acts 2, I will pour my spirit on all flesh. Acts 10, the Holy Spirit fell on those who heard the word. The gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out. We even see this in the Old Testament. Ezekiel 36, I will put my spirit within you. And we see this in Ezekiel 36 and 37, which I love so much. He says over and over again, I will put my spirit within you. I will put my spirit within you. And then you will know that I am the Lord. And then you will know that I'm the Lord when I've put my spirit within you. So we see that in this passage. By this we know that we abide in him. By this we know that he abides in us. By this we know what he has done for us, because he has put his spirit within us. And we access, how do we abide in him and he in us? How does he dwell in us? Because he has given us his own spirit. The counselor, Galatians 4:6, God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. 2 Corinthians, he has put his seal upon us and given us his spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. So you have the spirit communicating to us the knowledge of God. I love in 2 Corinthians, it also talks about that the Spirit prays for us because we don't know how to pray as we ought. And so the Spirit of God searches the mind of God and gives us the knowledge of God that only the Spirit has. And it says only the Spirit knows the mind of God. So the Spirit is giving us a knowledge. That Spirit that's poured out within us is giving us the knowledge. But then the Spirit also gives us intimacy. The Spirit that is the love between the Father and the Son is coming, says the Spirit of the Son. The very love of God poured into our hearts. Jesus talks about this when he talks about sending the Spirit. He says, I will send you the comforter, I will send you the guide, I will send you the teacher who will lead you into all truth. The Spirit of truth that dwells in you. He will teach you all things, and he will bring all things remembrance of what I will said. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will bring you into all truth, and he will convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. So there's this knowledge, there'll be this knowing that comes from the Spirit. And then there's the indwelling of God. And Jesus says this, he says, the Spirit will come, and the Spirit will give you everything that belongs to the Father belongs to me. Everything that the Father has is mine. And the Spirit of God will come, and he will give you, this is in the Gospel of John, he will give you, John's recounting a conversation that he had with Jesus. Can you imagine sitting across from Jesus, and he's like, remain in my love, abide in me. And Jesus is literally saying face to face to you, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. This is how much I love you. He's saying this to us. He's saying this to John, and John's writing it down. And then he says, the Spirit will come, and everything that belongs to me will be given to you. So there's this knowing, there's this conviction, this knowledge of Christ and what that does for us. And then there's this actual indwelling that through our baptism, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit gives to us, the Holy Spirit communicates to us everything that belongs to Jesus. And Jesus says, what do I have? What belongs to me? Everything that belongs to the Father. The Spirit of the Son bearing witness in you that you belong to the Father. It's this truth. This beautiful truth, that's what we have in one verse, that you are in God and God is in you always. And we know this. We have this knowledge of God through the Spirit, but we also have this intimacy because God has given us his own Spirit. And friends, this is how we begin to enjoy a piece of the beatific vision now. This is how we get to enjoy heaven now, that actually the intimacy that exists in heaven, that flows between the Father and the Son, exists in the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is given to us, not so we can live a dead Christian walk, so we can experience. I'm not talking about feeling. I'm talking about delight. I'm talking about enjoyment. I'm talking about power. We can actually experience. You're not meant to be sad and depressed all the time as a Christian. As someone who has the indwelling of God. Yeah, it's not like you're skipping around all the time, jumping out of bed, being like, yippee. I know you have hard circumstances in your life. I know there's suffering. I know there's testing. But God's saying, even in that, that's where I'm coming. I'm coming in the mess. I'm coming in the depression. I'm coming in the anxiety. I'm coming in the heart. That's where I dwell. That's where I dwell. So this knowledge, it's not just a head knowledge. We know that we abide in him. We know that the Spirit's been given to us. It's not just a head knowledge. It's a heart knowledge that we live out of. And I love this from John. Why? Because we have seen and we testify that the Father has sent his Son. We live out of this reality because we've seen it for ourselves. This living knowledge. The power of the Holy Spirit. Not just like a vague power, not just like, oh, plug it in and it lights up. The Spirit of the Son. He has given us his own Spirit. Spirit of his sonship, Spirit of adoption, Spirit of intimacy, Spirit of love. He has given it to us, given. We haven't earned it. We haven't taken it by force. We haven't shown that we're worthy of it. Some of us haven't gotten in. Some of us did get it. It's not like he's randomly giving it out. It's not like when you're at a basketball game or something and they're shooting the t-shirt gun and you know, you're like, some people get a t-shirt, some people don't. He has given it to us. In another place, a couple weeks ago, we read through his precious and great promises. We abide in him and he abides in us because he has given as a gift freely. Without cost. There was a cost and he paid it. He has given freely his own Spirit that flows between him and his Father. And so, Holy Spirit, we ask you today, help us to live in that. Pour God's love into our hearts today. Amen. Join us again tomorrow. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.